Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome everyone to tonight's Thanksgiving show. This has been quite the day for Golden Hawk. And first of all, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. I hope you're really feeling, you know, the gratitude and the love and just the deep sense that we have so much to be grateful for. I mean, so much. In fact, I gotta say something. There's a very good friend of mine from high school that I recently connected with on Facebook. And 2 weeks ago, her sister died on Saturday night. I mean, just out of nowhere. She was 47 years old. You know, she had a husband, 4 children. Truly, just out of the blue. My friend's sister died, and today I read on her Facebook, in spite of everything, I have a lot to be grateful for. I mean, when I read that, I was so deeply moved by what she had just said. I mean, that is truly someone whose standard of being is something that I honor, and I just truly want to emulate that same wisdom and that same experience. So I hope everyone's having an amazing Thanksgiving. I also have some friends who got their computer crashed today. Lots of things are happening today. It's just very interesting. Another friend on Facebook got her email hacked. It's been an interesting, wacky kind of day. Anyways, Robin, is that you?
It is. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm a little late. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I said, stay. I actually have a good friend of mine, Rosemary Guiley. She's going to join us because, bless you, child, I didn't know where you were.
Okay. I was like, is she calling me? Am I calling her? I was going back and forth. And I'm like, I better call. So, sorry.
Oh no, don't be sorry. I apologize if I didn't express that graciously. Okay. First of all, I want to announce. Well, today is the Thanksgiving show. This is a show about gratitude. Just like I've started to say, I want callers to call in. I want people to chime in. Share your gratitude on the air. I mean, I have the queen of gratitude with me tonight. Robin Marvel-Marvelous is with us. And everyone from Facebook that knows Marvelous Empowerment and Robin Marvel, she is just, you are sunshine, full of love.
Thank you.
Robin, you're so welcome. It is such an easy call, though. It is, you really do live this world that I'm speaking of tonight, and I couldn't think of a more if the person fits the job tonight for Thanksgiving, you fit the Thanksgiving post.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I also have with me tonight a very dear friend of mine, Rosemary Guiley. She's an author of several books on angels and magic and the paranormal. And she's going to share some gratitude with us as well. So say hi.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Oh, earphones help. Yes. Well, I'm very glad to be sharing this Thanksgiving with Goldie and Phil and Brogno today. Lots to be thankful for. For me, it was kind of a rough year. I had a couple moves and kept me living out of a suitcase for a while, and things are settled down now. But this is the time of year when you just reflect on all the blessings that you have and all the problems that you've encountered sort of recede into the background. And that's the perspective that I try and keep going into the new year.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, we're in a bit. I'm doing the show from Phil and Brogno's house. First of all, Robin, welcome to the show. Please say hello. This is crazy. You know, Goldie. If it's not crazy, it's not Goldie. So
right. That's the way to be anyway. So that's good.
Indeed. Well, and you know what? I mean, when I didn't hear from you, I was like up here going, where is Robin? And now I'm realizing that we only have one set of headphones. So when Rosemary was speaking, I gave her the headphones, and I'm going, okay, now I can't hear what Robin's saying. So we don't really have my friend Phil is looking. We're having a little trouble with another headphone set. But if you would just share who you are and, you know, something wonderful, that would be so lovely, my friend.
Okay, today's Thanksgiving. It's been a fabulous day. I got up really early and made my family this huge feast, and I loved every minute of it. It was great. And I'm Robin Marvel. I'm from Marvelous Empowerment, and I actually do empowering seminars and workshops nationwide. And I have so many new projects going on, and I'm so excited about it. And I'm just filled with gratitude for being with you guys and being able to share. And, you know, it's amazing how everything shifts but falls perfectly into place. And it's so cool when you can look back at all of these steps you're taking, and you're like, wow, that's exactly how I got there. And, you know, to me, everyone, you know, Thanksgiving is a day of gratitude, but I think every day should be that way. And we just cook an extra long time for Thanksgiving, I guess, is the difference for me. Because otherwise, I'm feeling this way anyways. And I've made a lot of big choices this year, you know, of removing toxic people from my life. So I'm big on that right now. And, you know, kind of just taking, because it's a big thing. And especially around the holidays when you're forced to go and spend time with people that, you know, you don't really want to. And it's, you know, it's the fakeness. And so I've really made a lot of steps towards that. So I'm really, I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good where I'm at. So I'm happy to share gratitude with everybody.
Oh, no, definitely. Well, and Robin, I got it. You just triggered something. I mean, there's nothing fake about you. I have never gotten, I mean, I really do see that when you're handed lemons, you're like, all right, everybody, it's time for lemonades. I mean, from your Facebook entries, in all honesty, lately even, there is a depth to the things that you say that are really quite profound.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I love my Facebook.
Yeah, no, I love your shares. And, you know, because I really think, you know, like I was saying about my friend whose sister died suddenly.
Oh.
It is, you know, it almost seems like gratitude at this point in our experience is, it's not a choice.
Right.
You know, it really is part of the package of, you know, the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of wealth, the pursuit of health, this pursuit of well-being. This is a major, you know, stream of energy that, you know, it's a challenging, you know, world we all live in, but there's at the same time, simultaneously, always something to be grateful for.
Right, and I think it's either, you know, I think it's to the point where you either have to take it or leave it. You know, living in gratitude is such an easy thing to do, because the reason I believe that is because I can speak, I have been through tremendous turmoil in my life. If I went back to from my childhood to where I'm at presently, I mean, it's mind-blowing the situations that I've been through and the things that I've handled and the way it's played out, which, you know, I have no blame, I have no remorse for any place that I've been or anything I've been through. I'm really thankful for all of it. But you have to pull the gratitude out to empower yourself to get to that next level. I mean, you can sit around, and, I mean, I have personal family members, my sisters, who sit around, oh, it's because of our childhood, oh, I do this because of our childhood, and you just want to smack them and be like, wake up, you, it's your life, it's yours, grab it and run with it. I mean, and people, you know, will always say to me, you do everything so big. I'm like, that's the only way I know. When I go with something, I go big. I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to take the baby steps. I'm like, bam, let's go. So,
yeah, no, but it's a testimony. No, because it's a testimony that, because I think there is this, like, conditioning in many of us to think small.
It's true, and blame and live with so many limits, because we're taught limits from the time we're born, we're taught limits. And when you get to the point in your life, fear, I mean, fear is another big one. When you're scared of everything and you're scared of what if, well, you know what? Eliminate that. Eliminate the what if. And can you imagine the magnitude of, you know, things you're going to reach, because you're not going to be scared of that. And, you know, people are like, well, you have to be practical. Well, you have to be practical, but be practically big, you know.
Exactly.
Move that. You know, that's the way I look at it. And it's so the way I look at it is gratitude can be found anywhere. You can find it in anything. Like I've said before, you can find it in a plant. You can find it in a flower. You can find it in that your water works in your house. You know, those are big things that people, you know, they forget about. And those are, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing life we're living.
Well, and it's like I think it's not that they forget. I mean, growing up and living in Fairfield County, which is, if not the richest, it's the second richest county in America, what I think they are not aware of is that, living with living with million-dollar homes all around you is not, that's not the standard for, like, 98% of the planet.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, it's like, I get, you know, I love what you say about, you know, there's water running. I mean, like, that really is something to be grateful for. I mean, there are, you know, I see these things about bringing the wells and stuff to Africa and,
right, yeah,
you know, these places that, you know, when there's no running water, there's famine. There's famine big time. There's famine, there's disease. It's like, you know, they just don't go down the hallway and put on their sink. I mean, if there is running water, a lot of times it's probably 20 miles away.
Right.
They're walking on foot to get there, carrying these buckets over their shoulders. I mean, it's like, I mean, it's funny because we've all been we've all been talking about gratitude. I love that Thanksgiving promotes our sense of what we're grateful for. And again, please call in. Me and Robin were talking about this when we did our conversation on the webpage, and that we want you guys to call in and share a story of gratitude, share a dream, even something you're grateful for that hasn't happened yet, and, you know, archive it on the show. The number is 646-929-2084. Because we're not doing chat rooms anymore, you got to call in. Come on, get that courage up, and share it. Share it as a document to all that you want to see for your life in the upcoming month, as well as in the year 2010. I mean, these are really powerful times right now, and gratitude is really something that, I mean, my teacher Almeen says if we stayed in gratitude and nothing left, for I think it's like 3 days, the body would completely heal itself of all disease.
Yep.
I think that's Almeen. I could be wrong. That might not be Almeen, but I've heard that literally if you didn't have anything but gratitude as a thought, as a belief, as an emotion, disease would leave your body because the frequency would be incompatible for whatever the disease is. I mean, disease is us resisting life. Gratitude is us accepting life, accepting all of its beauty.
Yep, accepting it all and living it. Living it.
Accepting it all and living it, exactly. Not
yep.
just talking it, but living
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, big difference there.
There really is a big difference there. I have been experiencing pontification. I mean, it's like, you know what? I've been kind of like expressing my own anger at, like, listen, let's stop. A good bitch session is good. I mean, me and Sophia last week had a good bitch session. But at some point, you got to be willing to say, okay, I'm frightened, yes, but I'll do it anyways.
Yeah.
You know, life is bad, but I'm grateful anyways.
Yep, it's true. And you know, you can focus. You can pick out those negative situations, and you can stew in them, and you can live in them. But it's going to drain you. I mean, that's just like any person that's like that. I mean, you choose who you're around. That's totally your choice. And if you choose to bring these people into your life that are negative and are not building you up, you know, and I'm not talking about arrogant building you up. I'm talking about supporting you and loving you and letting you be true to who you are in their presence, then it's going to have the same effect as if you focus on a negative situation. You're going to be ill. You're going to be vibrationally low. I mean, life is how you see it, and I believe that 100% because you can look at it and you can see, oh, this economic situation, and, you know, you can really find the negative, the murders and the rapes and the, you know, prisons and blah, 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 whatever you find wrong with our world, and you can, you'll live in that. You can live in it. I've watched this with my own eyes. It's just, it really, I mean, I experience it with my, with the own people that are around me, and I see them living that, and I'm like, how can you be that angry? I just said to my mom last week, we went to Big Rapids, which is a couple towns over, and we were grocery shopping, and there was a lady, we went to Taco Bell drive-thru, and there was a lady sitting there outside of her car, standing outside of a car by the drive-thru, smoking a cigarette, and she had her purse on the ground. And my mom said, what is that lady doing? What is she doing? And I'm like, who cares what she's doing? She's right. Just smoking a cig, and she's like, why is she kicking her purse around? Oh, my, I mean, she was pissed, and I'm like, Mom, I was like, why do you care? I said, why are you wasting your time and energy getting worked up over this lady who's doing nothing that has anything to do with you? Let her live her life, live yours, and plow forward. I mean, it was so, but that, I mean, that was like the third or fourth instant just that day of her doing that, you know, and that's my point, that if you want to focus on those things and let that be your energy point, then that's what you're going to live. You're going to live the stress, and you're going to live turmoil, and you're going to see all the negative, and that's just going to fill your life, negativity. So, of course, you want to focus on the gratitude and the positive and, you know, the feel-good stuff of the opportunity we have to live that way.
Yeah, because I think what I want to, part of what I, like a point I want to drive home tonight is that it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Both energies or frequencies exist. I mean, if you choose to look, you know, like, I think there is this, like, experiment that was done where somebody was asked, okay, I want you to look around the room for everything blue. So if everybody's at home right now or if you're driving, look around for anything that's blue that you notice. And then the next thing that the experimenter says, okay, now I want you to look around for everything brown. And it actually helps, of course, if you're in the same room, but because I'm realizing if you're driving, the scenes would change. So you go through all the colors, and then you leave one out, and you go, okay, now name what's red in the room. And everybody's like, well, I don't know. I've been looking at green, and I've been looking at blue, and I've been looking at brown, and it's like, well, and see, that's the point. They all exist.
Uh-huh.
So the awakening, the conscious awakening, is really about us awakening to the dark exists. Yes, you know, the woman was smoking a cigarette, I guess, and kicking her purse, you know. And I bet, you know, three cars down, you know, a mother was lovingly addressing her daughter, you know, to get out of the car because they were excited they were going shopping. Or, you know, meaning it really all exists because it doesn't even have to be a person. Like you were saying, I mean, you can look up at a cloud formation. You can see. For me, seeing beauty in Mother Earth is just extremely easy. It is, in fact, Earth heals me, soothes me, grounds me, and absolutely provides for me much to be grateful for. My plants and my animals and the weather. I mean, I'm even grateful when the weather goes crazy, windy, rainy. I mean, I like a good storm, personally. That's just who I am. But, you know, it's like, but the conscious part about this is if we're like, well, I want my life to get better, start looking at what you're focusing on. If you don't like what you're focusing on, don't beat yourself up. Just choose again.
Just change it. It's as simple as that. And people, you know, they're always, like I was saying earlier, always full of what if, you know, and fear. And it's just, we're at a point in our world, in our life. I mean, it's like, things are changing. Times are changing. Things are changing. You have the opportunity right now. There's so much opportunity to change your thoughts and change your life and change the patterns and, you know, rid yourself of all those behavioral programs that you have and things like that, because there's so, it's such a bigger world now. So I just think that's really important.
I agree. And it's like, it's funny because when you say it's a bigger world, it is our consciousness that is becoming bigger. The world is actually the same size, but our consciousness, and that's the beauty, because now we're starting to truly recognize that, you know, we can become the pivot points of, Robin, by me and you choosing to live the principles of heaven on earth, even though war still exists, even though crime still exists, but by us consciously choosing to be loving, to be compassionate, to be understanding, we are actually influencing the entire planet.
Oh, absolutely. And I personally noticed a difference in me from a year ago to, you know, 2 months ago to a week ago. I noticed the differences that I've made as I've become more conscious and more aware and more accepting and choosing the positive and living a healthy lifestyle. And it's amazing the difference. I mean, you notice the things in yourself and you're like, wow, I cannot believe that was me then. You know, so it's a really cool experience just from the beginning to the end. It never ends.
I was going to say, there is
for
no
me.
End.
Yeah,
end.
No, it never ends.
Yeah,
but I mean,
the
from
beauty.
The beginning. Yeah, yep. And I had somebody wrote on Facebook, I don't remember who it was, but they're like, you know, you think you're nowhere, you think you haven't gotten very far, but think of yourself 7 months ago or 2 years ago to now. Things that you thought were never going to happen then have happened. So, you know, just keep reaching for those goals and keep making them. I mean, start with baby steps. Start with baby steps. When you get into where you're judging people, you know, I personally had a huge issue with judging people, and I've been able to clear it and accomplish what I wanted to get with that, which was where I have no judgment, no labels, you know, I'm just loving everybody. And I had to work at that. You know, I had to catch myself when I would find somebody, you know, that I had a judgment about, like maybe the shirt they were wearing or whatever it was, the ignorant part of me was doing then. And I had to catch myself and be like, okay, I love that person. They're pure spirit, you know, I'm in spirit, pure spirit. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely have to do that and go through that each time till I got to a point where now when I'm seeing people, I'm not labeling them and saying, judging. And I love myself a lot more in that state of mind, a lot more than, you know, being judgmental.
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you, I like you, know that literally it's just reconditioning that which we were conditioned as children to be in congruency with what we believe today.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm so seeing in my own life that what beliefs work for me, and if a belief doesn't work, okay, well, it doesn't change by itself, but, I mean, I'm literally, by constantly being vigorous about, if I say something, I too have judgment issues. I haven't cleared up my judgment issues completely, but I am. I mean,
at least you're aware of it, you know.
And awareness.
Some people
is,
just. Yep. Yeah, that's a big thing. Yeah.
We're very excited about this topic. No, because I want people to know that I have, like, see, for me, what I'm working vigorously right now on is fear. Because, like,
mm-hmm.
for me, and judgment is definitely a fear of being judged. You know, in other words, I start to see that I judge you before you can judge me.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so I'm starting to look at things and go, you know, what is my belief here? And what part of my belief supports this behavior? And what part can I change? Because it's like, if I just say something over to myself, I mean, what do they say? A habit is created after 21 days.
Right, yep.
Pure health could be experienced after 71 hours of gratitude. It's actually love, praise, or gratitude. So, meaning, every 7 years we have new, our entire body is filled with new cells. You know, it's like, we should stop looking at these things as being, okay, well, listen, this is the lot I was given in life. This is where I'm in. This is where I'm at. This is what I'm stuck with. It's like, I mean, at the very least, know that everything is fluid. Everything is malleable. With a very little, I mean, it's like, if you take one step forward, heaven takes 12 steps forward. You know, it's like, I really believe that there are entities and energies and frequencies that when we say we're ready for change to support a world of gratitude and an open-minded world and a non-judgmental space, and why can't we love ourselves with our diversities? I mean, we don't have to necessarily be all the same. Why can't we love that someone has purple hair and someone's from a different culture? That's a beautiful part to all that we have that's beautiful on this planet. That's not a negative. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, definitely.
And it's so simple in the sense of once we set our mind that if our parents believed otherwise, well, then let's just start what I call, the Native Americans call it stalking yourself. If we stalk ourselves, I mean, like Robin has said, you change, and it becomes literally first thought. You will see someone or some situation that you know in the past you had a different thought, and all of a sudden you'll notice it one day and go, wow, my first instinct was not what it used to be. It's now shifted.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I never thought that we, because I used to say instincts are just inbred, like in the body or the genes or whatever it was. And I'm finding that nothing is not reversible. Everything can be changed. Everything.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very
true.
Powerful space, too. Please.
It is. It is, and it's all choice, just like you had said before. I mean, I was just talking to my 13-year-old daughter the other day, and, well, like yesterday, I think it was, and I was like, you know, if you look at your life right now, I said, everything you're doing is within making choices. I said, you made X choice since you've gotten out of bed. I said, first you made the choice to get up. Then you made the choice to take a shower. You made the choice to eat. I said, these are all choices you're making that you need to be aware of, because these are the choices that are making your day. You know, and I've always done, I know I've mentioned this on your show before, I've always done the attitude of gratitude with my kids as young as my 3-year-old now.
Oh.
And where, you know, they'll wake up, and Emily, she's 13, and she'll be, you know, she's a teenager and she's a woman, and she has, not really a woman, but you know what I mean,
she's a young lady, she's coming into herself, indeed
she is. And she has the mood swings in the mouth, and I'll stop her, and I mean, I'll stop, literally stop her, and I'll say, Emily, this is your day. You're choosing it, and you need to decide what you want to do. You can walk around here with your attitude, and I said, and have a negative experience all day long. I said, or you can walk in your room, flip the switch, and come back out with a positive attitude. And I'm not kidding you, 97 to 98% of the time, she will totally switch her mood, and it all changes. And it's amazing, because you just see that within her, how she can change it. So then when I'm having a bad day, you know, she's the first one to do that for me. Mom, you know, what's going on? Why are you being like this? And, you know, it's your choice. And
she's reflecting back to you. Yes.
Yeah, which is great, because, you know, my kids and my husband, they're my best friends, and they are so awesome that I can just sit there on my couch and be like, sometimes I'm like, wow, you know, this is amazing that I get to be with these people, and they're so great, and they're so supportive, yet they're so in your face, and they make you live your truth and speak your truth and be who you are, but they're not overbearing and mean and condescending, you know. So I just, it's just a really cool experience. It's just, it
yeah,
really is.
Awesome. That is awesome. I have a lot of cool experiences. Unfortunately, to date, I do not have, quote-unquote, the family, like my family, meaning a partner and children. I would like that. Do we hear this? Heaven? Goldie would like that. But I have yet to experience that. And I honor you, because, you know, there's so many people now that are having truly very challenging aspects to their relationship. With everything going on, one is awakening, one isn't. You know, there's a timing mechanism, and are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Oh, okay. Got very quiet. I didn't know. Sorry.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Sorry. It's been one of those nights. It's like, no, don't leave me, Robin.
No, I'm here. I'm good.
And you know, to hear that, you know, because you're not painting the picture, quote unquote, of, you know, we all walk around, you know, in perfect party dresses, you know, and our hair doesn't get messed up. You know, you're not painting that picture at all. It's like, listen, we're real and we feel, but we're supportive and we're awakening and growing together. I mean, I'm, you know, it's like that to me is like, okay, that is the symbolic family that I'm looking for.
It's
know?
True. It's true. And it's hard work. I mean, it's not like every day we wake up and everybody's chipper and, you know, like you had said, dancing around and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, it's something you work for. And I see a lot of relationships in turmoil. I mean, around my town, because I live in such a small town, you know, pretty much everything that goes on is everybody's business. And, you know, people around here, you just hear about people getting divorced after divorce after divorce, and people are like, oh, that's so horrible. And then I step back and I say, you know, it's sad for the family going through it, but I said, you have to think of it as our world's waking up. And a lot of these women, and I know that men too, but a lot of these women are starting to come out of their shell, and they're like, wow, I'm finding self-love. I'm clearing my energy. I feel good about who I am. Yeah. I don't want to be limited anymore. And a lot of these men, so I'm speaking from my town, are very dominant, and they're very man is in control and women's subservient, and, you know, it's still that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the women are like, wait a minute, I'm honoring myself, and you're not okay with that? Okay, well, this isn't going to work, and good for them. You know, if they need it for their strength, I'm not like, you know, promoting divorce or anything like that. I'm just promoting people loving themselves and being true to who they are. And if that means you have to separate yourself from a situation that's limiting, then you should. You should never have to be unhappy. You should. It's your choice who you're with and where you're at. So if you're miserable and you want to make that step to change it, I support it.
Yeah, no, and it's growth. I mean, it's funny because, I mean, I've had a few significant relationships in my lifetime, and who I am today, you know, I feel that for the first time, I should put it this way, I feel for the first time who I am today, I'm ready to do a family and that kind of situation. And I'm not saying that yesterday I wasn't ready, but meaning before this awakening happened, I was definitely, you know, bringing children into my life was just going to be, I was just going to be raising yet another, you know, another martyr, because that's who I was. Robin, we got a caller. Let's see who wants
to come
out and join us. Okay. This computer's a little slow, so I have clicked you to unmute, but your little microphone is spinning. So as soon as it stops, 386, I will tell you when that happens. And in the meantime, I guess
we'll keep talking.
We'll keep talking, but don't go away, 386, because I watch you on the show. I just, this is my friend Phil's computer, not mine. And I think what's happening is I have my radio equipment unwired to him, so it's slowing his computer down. So, yeah, so I absolutely support and agree with you about, you know, the goddess, the feminine is awakening. And this, the goddess and the feminine is awakening in both sexes, my friend, because this is not about a gender issue. This is it's almost like a stream of consciousness that, you know, we've been out of balance in this consciousness for eons, and and we're just looking for balance here. We're not even looking, you know. It's not like the goddess is going to take over. We're looking for equality, because that's what the ascension is all about. Both of these energies, the masculine and the feminine, coming back together. That which was separated, being reunited. Okay, wait, 386, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Goldie?
Who is this?
This is John. Remember me.
Oh, hey, John. How are you? Say hi to Robin. Robin, this is a friend of mine. He's like 14.
Hi.
Oh, is Ari on the phone too?
Oh, no, this is Josh. I was just listening in.
Yeah.
Oh, John. Oh, okay, wait. John is younger. Josh is older. I get you two confused.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? Are you going to share gratitude?
John wanted to say something, and then I'm just going to go over something.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm just wanted to call in because I missed my chance on the last one.
Okay.
So how do you both feel about, let me think. I forgot what I was going to talk about.
Robin, he's 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait till you hear the wisdom coming out of these guys. It's awesome.
Well, for starters, I really listen to your show a lot, you know, as much as I can or feel like.
Okay.
And I feel like it a lot, so.
Aww.
You know. Yeah, you've been doing a good job on the show.
Thank you.
Oh. Well, anyway, I have been doing something interesting lately. I've been, Dad, Josh, and me, we've been watching a show called Doctor Who. You ever heard of it?
On the Sci-Fi Channel? That Doctor
yeah.
Who?
Yeah, it's Doctor Who.
I've heard of the show, but I have. Robin, have you seen it?
No, nope, no, I haven't heard of it.
Okay.
It actually just deals with space time travel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Doctor, he's an alien. It's a great show. It's we just finished the collection we have, the small collection from how many there are.
Okay.
Anyway, so we just finished it. I didn't like that one as much as the other ones. See, now he's an alien called, he's part of another alien group called the Time Lords. And doesn't really have a name. Well, he just goes by the Doctor. So anyway, what he does, he goes around in space trying to, solve mysteries somewhat. You know, he tries to help as many people as he can.
Okay.
And his favorite planet is, guess what? Earth.
Yay! It's all of our favorite planet. Well, it's mine. Let me speak for myself.
Yeah.
Pardon?
I said I'm also quite fond of it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, something neat that happened. My favorite Doctor regeneration is the actor's name is Tom Baker. Now, I had a dream with him in it. You know, when I was watching those Doctor Who's, I had a dream with the actor Tom Baker that played one of the regenerations of the Doctor.
Okay.
I had a dream with him in it. That happens a lot. You know, some dreams with people in it.
Okay.
Now, in most of these dreams, I don't really have many, you know, real good ones. I have a lot of strange ones. I don't quite understand. But
strange is a perception, Josh. John. Strange is just a perception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought it was kind of neat that I had a dream with an actor. I take things from, I guess my, whatever part of me controls my dreams, it takes what part I see from ordinary me. It takes whatever I see and puts it into little visions.
Well, can I ask you a question? Was the show playing when you were sleeping? Was it on in front of you?
No, we watched it and then went to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I've had shows that I'm, if I fall asleep, you know, enter my dream. But I've been watching things I don't even know if you guys know this. Robin, you might know it. The movie Saw.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it.
I swear, I woke up and literally thought, you know, that crazy thing was in my house. I was sweating. It was.
You know, your mind's always working. That's why when you're watching a TV show, if you fall asleep watching it, a lot of times you incorporate it into your dreams.
Yeah.
What I would suggest is to, if you don't already, is to keep a dream journal and write all that stuff down as soon as you wake up in the morning or whenever you wake up, write it down. And then later on when you go through it, you'll get the messages. Because even if it does seem like it's just out of the TV show, our dreams are definitely a form of our subconscious. And maybe there's some kind of message or interpretation that you might want to pick up from that dream. So writing it down is going to help you to learn and grow from whatever you're dreaming about, even if it is just from the TV show.
Yeah, no, I agree. Great advice.
About the dream, I had this dream a couple of days back. I don't know what it meant, but it had Jeffrey / Adamus in it. It was the weirdest.
Jeffrey Adamus from?
Yeah, Crimson Circle.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you did speak
where?
To him. The Crimson Circle.
Yeah.
I'm not.
He's a channeler. Jeffrey is the human. Adamus is the entity he channels.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe the reason I saw him in my dream was because, we were somewhat friends, or at least he seemed friendly to me.
And he said that, right? Didn't he say that you were working together or something the last time he was on the show?
I think something like that. I heard the archive a little while back. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I also know that he has said in his monthly things that he's working with all Shamba right now. So, yeah.
I just want to bring this to light if anybody relates. The 11/11 dream experience.
Yeah.
The only thing that happened to me was I got weirdly dizzy when I stayed still. That was really it. I didn't have any profound dreams.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I would have put them on the site, but I wonder if that dizziness was anything, because I couldn't even, watch late-night TV.
Huh.
It was just so really weird.
Wait, you were dizzy while you were dreaming, or?
Well, I was just staying still. If I was still in any way, I was dizzy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. For the matter, Also, what I wanted to say, Robin, what you're talking about, I think you're very interesting. With, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Aren't they adorable without even knowing them? Don't they feel adorable?
Yeah.
Yeah, John. They're so confident.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. It helps.
Yeah, listen, Robin, is it possible to get them the books? Or at least one book?
Sure. Sure. I can
talk to them, share with them what the book is about, because I think they would find it fabulous.
I wrote a book, Awakening Consciousness, The Boy's Guide, and it's actually a workbook that you go through, and it's all about awakening your consciousness. And if you go to my website, you can actually click on the link that takes to Amazon, and it actually talks about the back of it, and you can see some of the pages within it and stuff like that.
There you go.
So,
okay. While I was looking at the show, that book caught my eye.
Yeah.
There you go. Yay!
Twin meetings are happening all the time.
Yeah.
They are. Are they having? See, I'm telling you, I'm having tremendous synchronicities lately.
We're
getting a lot more telepathic.
Super.
What, you mean between each other or even with people that aren't?
Here's a little story. I don't want to.
No, go ahead. We have an hour and a half, so we're
doing
good.
All right. Well, John and me were deeply into the band Kiss. We love their musical message. It just speaks to us in such a way. We just love it.
Yeah, I even said
love,
that. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
So
I want to be a drummer. A good one too.
Yeah. So I'm just playing a video game, doing something not very important. And he's thinking that he wants to put on a certain song, and I just flipped to that song without him saying a single word.
Yeah, that's happened about.
That's
so cool. Happened.
It's happened way more than once.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really, really cool.
It's true, and the more you awaken, or the more you come into, you know, your spirituality and your consciousness and stuff, the more of those things will happen. You know, they say that we all have these telepathic psychic abilities. Everybody has them, and it's just, you know, allowing them, because you're taught to hide them, you know, as you get older. Your parents or the schools or society in general is like, no, that's, you know, that's not acceptable, that's not something you do. So you hide them, and then as you become more aware and it's more easy, it's going to come to you a lot more easily. And I do the same things with my children. It's amazing the connections you have, and you don't even realize it, and then you're like, holy cow, that's so cool, when you're both doing that or thinking the same thing or whatever. So that's really neat.
Yeah, no, and just so you, a little background, Josh and John are both homeschooled since they were born. Father is mega conscious. I mean, it is really like when people say they're just letting the universe teach and they're, you know, the kids go where the kids are guided to go. Since birth, that's how he has been raised.
That's awesome.
Well, and listen to him. Listen to him.
Yeah, I know.
That's the part that I'm like, listen, how do you argue with, I mean, literally, they read if they want to read. They play if they want to play. He's like, they will guide their own learning by what they're attracted to.
Yeah, he's like mega.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I personally find both of you, you know, fascinating and intriguing to talk to.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. I homeschool my girls, too, and I feel the same way. I'm not, you know, I'm an unschooler. That's how I would classify myself
that's
if I had
to. That's a
great
way to say it,
yeah. Yep, because it's important to let them express who they are.
Well, and I have heard stories, literally, that there are certain beings that either until the school system has improved or they know they're coming into a family that will homeschool, they're not coming on. They're not coming into the planet right now because they're not going to go through the system that, you know, is very one-sided and, you know, it's just left brain and squashed down all the
time. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was even born at home, and I think that helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you think that helps, really?
Cool.
I mean, you know, you're with your parents, like, all the time.
Because
love helps, you know that.
Well, clearly. I mean, that helps whether you're plant, animal, mineral, or human. I mean,
Yeah.
So
there's that.
Wow. I'm so glad you guys called in, especially to Robin and Mark. Okay, so wait, before you guys go, each of you give some sort of statement of gratitude.
Oh, yeah, this is my part. I just had to jump into what you and John were saying.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to go through a little bit of a list of the things that I'm thankful for.
Okay, no problem.
This might take a while.
A list I'm just drawing straight out of the air. And you know how, like, New Year's is the time for making some, I forgot the word for it, but you do change something for yourself for the better.
Yeah, what is that, Ron? What is it called when
resolution?
Resolution,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, that sounded like Art. Was that Art?
That
yeah.
was
yeah.
me.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Well, I'm super thankful for pretty much my entire life because I feel like one of the freest beings, young beings on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, in this America.
Yeah, I'd have to say the same.
This was the day that the 1 year anniversary that we bought our motorhome.
Mhm.
And I just feel very good about that. It's so homey inside. It's
yep.
like an 88 model.
We're planning on coming up to see you, Goldie.
There you go. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. You bring your Florida butts up here.
So very comfortable inside. It's
yeah.
just perfect. There was rides, you know, pretty smooth. There was some engine trouble, but that always happens to vehicles
yeah.
who hand over to new people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for expectations, you know, stuff that's ahead of me because I know there's something great coming.
Mm-hmm.
You sense that too?
Yeah.
I sense that. Robin, what about you? You sense something great happening?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do
sure.
believe it's the ones that are plugged in to optimism that feel this. Mm. That the ones.
Sometimes
who
it's overwhelming, the feeling.
Of bliss, right? You mean the
yeah.
Over,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely. I agree. Sorry, John, I didn't mean to interrupt. Josh.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, you know, I'm pretty sure somebody somewhere said something about a lot of people, like, breaking up and stuff like that.
Yeah, we were saying that before you guys came on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, our older brother, Michael, he broke up with his girlfriend, like, I don't know how many times.
It's
got
to be something like five or six.
Yeah. They're together right now. What, like tomorrow they're going to break up 10 times in a day?
Yeah, you know, the oddest thing, I had a dream before he broke up, the last time that he broke up with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, the same day.
Well, you know, it's funny because there's a back and forth, because it's almost like people, they're awakening, but, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable. This awakening is not something that, you know, is being, you know, it's being talked about maybe on Blog Talk Radio. It's being talked about on certain places on the internet. But your basic media is not addressing any of this awakening. They're only addressing things, quote-unquote, that are fear-based. So I
Definitely.
Think people, yeah, people tend to go back and forth when it's like they don't even know to trust the inner voice. Because, I mean, if you look at it, I don't see, like, almost any shows on regular TV, I mean, maybe with the exception of Ghost Whisperer and those kind of things,
yeah.
that say, trust your inner voice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
a huge part of knowing which way to turn when the compasses are just starting to spin because the magnetics are shifting. I mean, it's no longer about, you know, GPS is telling us which way to go. It's the heart, and it's the, you know, still small voice that is within.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I was wondering something. If there happens to be a pole shift, doesn't that mean that the north and south will switch?
Yes.
Okay, because south, I always believed was north because it seems somehow to be, north was, I think, was south, and it seems to be downhill. That's why I thought that.
Yeah?
Downhill?
Yeah.
Huh. Well,
yeah,
well, I'll be honest with you. When the pole shift is come and gone, I think it's going to be literally a different planet.
Yeah.
It will. We were talking about that tonight because Phil is a physicist, and I mean, this isn't just about the magnetics. This is about, you know, a tremendous shift in the geology of our planet, because there's something to do with the wobble and. I mean, scientists know all about it. I mean, I've heard about it from Drumvalo Melchizedek, but the truth of the matter is the things that me and Robin talk about and that you guys share, this is about when technology goes down and when everything that people count on to make their lives what they are, which is outside of them, if they haven't been practicing or at least aware of the compasses within them,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be literally scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is... It's going to be a tremendously challenging time for all of us, but those of us that have exercised the within muscles will have a much better steadfast, you know, their feet will be on the ground a little bit better because that's all that's going to work at that point is
yeah.
telepathy. So you'll know that you're not alone because inside your being you'll feel the people you've connected with as well as, you know, potentially the whole planet. I mean, because there's going to be a lot of stuff on the outside that is going to just like collapse. And so the only thing left at that point is to know your withinness. And because I was talking tonight going, I don't spend enough time in silence. And I, you know, I keep going, Goldie, stop bringing the MP3 player with you to the woods. Go to the woods and stop it. But I enjoy my talks and from Tobias and sometimes, you know, certain radio shows, whatever the case. But it's like, because I think that, you know, I mean, what are we going to do when the computer goes down for however long? You know, it's like we're going to have to learn in the twinkling of an eye, what is the voice within and how does, you know, can you hear it? Is it guiding you? Because for a period of time, and I don't believe it's going to last for centuries, it's just going to be a dramatic thing that, you know, the planet shifting is going to take down everything on the planet all at once. Anytime you start talking about everything on the planet all at once, that's going to create major chaos as well as major awakenings, you know. Should be an interesting time. It's funny because we were talking about that just this evening, that you bring that up, John, or Josh.
I spend a lot of time in my brain. I run little simulations of I want to be a really good drummer, like I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I picture myself with a green drum set and just playing. But I feel that, like, I'll be great and I don't even need any lessons for it. I just do it.
Well, I honor that.
Yeah.
I honor that. Share with us something to be grateful for, though. And if that's it, then that's cool. But if you, I want you to share something like, make a testimonial of, I am grateful for...
Everything.
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 No, pretty much just people like you and me, you know, just...
Yeah.
You know, just being here, helping with the change.
Yeah,
and
we have a lot of friends in, like, Publix and stuff.
Yeah, grateful for friends.
Yeah, and Josh and me, we gave... a little album of Judas Priest, a friend in Publix. We like,
not just Judas Priest. We hooked him up with some, we gave him like $30 worth of music.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's a really good friend.
Yeah. He helped us with a lot of stuff, like, you know.
He's an assistant manager.
Yeah.
Oh, your dad has told me about him. Oh, very nice, guys.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what gratitude is, though, giving back?
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Because people don't even, I mean, Robin, how good does it feel to give?
Oh, yeah, very good.
It's unbelievable. There's nothing better. There's no closer connection to your self as giving. As far as I'm concerned, there isn't.
It's
the best thing ever.
Yeah, it closes the gap of separation. It's like that is the oneness experience, to feel that, because people are like, oh, I don't want to accept that. It's like, don't you know, if you don't accept something, you have just taken away the joy of someone that's giving to you.
That's so true.
Yeah, it's like accept. And then when you know how good it feels to accept, then you try giving, and it's like, you know, it's like we accept from Creator, and then all we have to do is share on the third dimension. It's not even like
the gift of love, that's the best.
That is, that's, I agree.
Oh, and also, speaking of giving, you see, John and me, plan to start a rock band.
Yeah. I'm even air drumming as we speak.
I plan on maybe somehow with, you know, well, playing this rock music to somehow help people, you know, somehow evolve or take life's problems a little easier or something. I don't know how it's going to help them.
Listen, if you set the intention, you guys, I'm sure it'll happen. Don't worry about how to make it happen. Just watch for the synchronicity.
I think I'm going to be a pretty good guitar player because I've been air guitaring, you know, for the last couple of days.
Yeah, he wants to be rhythm, and I've been air drumming, you know, as much as I can.
Well, you guys are both beautiful. I thank you for calling in. I love you guys. I love your dad.
Love you, too.
Yeah, it was happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for sharing. You guys rock.
Bye.
Bye.
You do have family here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Art. Art, so much love to you and you guys. I can't wait till you're up this way. And actually, at some point, we should guide you toward, what are you, in Missouri, Robin?
Michigan.
Michigan. I mean, she's Michigan. Got girls, you got boys. I think you guys should get together and play.
Yeah, I am 14-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's got a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, both of you guys are raising conscious kids. It sounds like a meeting to me, a meeting waiting to happen.
Yeah. Peace out. Keep it cool like a caveman's rule. Whatever.
Yeah. I love you guys. Thank you for calling. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
See
ya.
Bye.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Peace out.
Bye. Peace out.
Rock on.
Go to the world.
Yes. Rock on to everyone. To the rock. May thee be healed by the rock.
You know what, you guys? I my switchboard on this computer, you got to either mute yourselves or because
we're listening on the computer, so we'll just hang up.
Oh, okay.
Rock
okay.
on, don't want to be president.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
All right, well, bye.
Oh, bye. I hope we can take other callers, Robin, because I have not been able to get a switchboard up on my computer since we started and got them on the line.
Well, that's okay.
Indeed, I figured I surrender, right? That's another thing I've been.
And we have plenty to talk about.
Oh, indeed. Thank you for being patient too with them. I mean, but I know that as long as they're.
Oh
kids,
no, yeah. That doesn't bother me at all. I think it's great. I think it's really amazing to hear other kids out there that other parents that are actually, guiding their kids, because I don't see that. I rarely ever see that. I couldn't even name anybody off the top of my head that I've seen like that, because I'm sheltered in my area, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm a true believer that when, the whole shifting, and like I said, it was funny, we were actually talking about that tonight. When all is said and done, it's like there will be certain people that would, I mean, I guess as the Bible was talking about, the rising of the phoenix is going to be people that are already at this point living heaven on earth. And that's not a judgment that nobody's picking this. It's just from a frequency-based point of view, if you go into fear when certain changes start happening, you will scare yourself to death. I mean, that is like, that's a very real possibility, where if you're already practicing an open heart and accepting of new things and new beliefs and, having a fluidity about ourselves, when changes come, you just kind of go with it. You just say, okay, I don't know what to do with this, but I'm okay. Just one moment at a time.
Right. Roll with it. Everything's always changing. Change is a constant in our life. It doesn't matter. It's always happening. And, you can either freak out about it or, like you said, just roll with it. Just go with it. And, it's all good. It's all coming together, and it works out perfectly. And, I just went through the experience of, I live in this small town, and I know I've spoke about it lots of times, and I've really managed within the last, 5 years or whatever, I've managed to find everything wrong with this place that I can, because I feel like I'm out of the loop, because I'm not around people who are consciously aware. I mean, I can't even name one person right now that I could call up in my town and talk to about anything or, anything like that. So I've been pulling the negative out, and I'm always like, these people are so close-minded. And so then I finally, one day, it just triggered in me, and not too long ago, and I'm like, whoa, I am creating this. I am putting it out there that these people are close-minded and they're not going to accept me, and that's why that's what I'm living. Yeah. And I'm like, I know that. Why am I doing that? So... I just made the decision to start focusing on the pulling out the positive.
Well, and it's an acceptance factor. It's like, because Robin, me and you are in the same space, in that it's like what keeps coming up for me is stop wanting people to be awakened or quote unquote where I am. It's like, because if I want to change them, then what's the difference for them looking at me going, I don't like the change you're at? It's like, if I don't like where they're at, how could I be upset that they don't like where I'm at?
And I
just got that. I mean, because I'm like, I need to accept. Well, I shouldn't say I just got that, but I'm beating it over my head.
I can relate.
Well, because it's like, why don't we trust that everything's in perfect and divine order? Why don't we trust that? Because who was it that I was talking to? Oh, my friend Dawn. She helped me create the Almeen experience in New York. She's like, I spend lots of weekends with people that aren't awakened. And she's like, I love it. They're fun. They dance. And I was like, you know, you don't look to change them at all. And she's like, not at all. She's like, they don't determine where I am. You know,
right.
She's like, I can find the fun in that. You know, she's like, we laugh. And I'm like, wow, for her to, you know, there's so much, it's like the difference between, and this is my biggest thing, pontificating and walking the talk. Because
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm actually pontificating my own enlightenment by saying you have to be enlightened. It's like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Goalie, that's just, and I'm like, wow. Because I'm like, but it bothers me to hang out with people that don't speak this language. And it's like, well, that's my issue, not theirs.
Yeah, it's true. You have to get to a point where you're like, okay, just like I did. I mean, it just like snapped in me, you know, it was just like a light bulb going off. And it was just like, wow, you know, these people around here are living their own life. You know, the same thing like you said with how you wanted everyone to change. Well, that was the same thing to me. I'm like, okay, what is wrong with you people? How can you not see the amazing gifts that I'm trying to help with the world? You know, why can't you see that empowering yourself and being true to who you are and stopping this mold of normalcy and these conditions? How can you not see that? Because I see it so clearly. What is wrong with you? But then you just have to, you know, release it and be like, okay, I'm here for my purpose and I'm going to bring it and I'm going to be true to me and I'm just going to accept you and love you for who you are because, you know, it's just exactly like you said, in divine order. And when I forget that, I often like to remind myself and my children of the trees and the birds because I think
yeah.
with the birds, they know what to do. They know to fly south for the winter. They know they just live. They just fly around and they just live. And the trees, they just grow from these tiny seeds and they know to shed their leaves and they know, you know, when it's time for them to start budding and come back again. And I just say, it's so simple. It's so simple. And I'm complicating it with my third dimensional mind. And I just need to be with the trees and the birds, you know, just live it instead of trying to overcomplicate it.
Well, and your words are exquisite. I mean, your wisdom is right on the money. Because, you know, this really is a dance. It's like, you know, a lot of people think, you know, you draw a line in the sand, you jump over the line, you go, I'm enlightened, you know. And you know,
oh, no.
I mean, it's like I've had several, quote, unquote, mystical experiences where, you know, other dimensions were involved, other beings, communications, feelings of a divinity and love for everyone and everything, literally, planetarily and beyond. And I still have issues on judgment and non-acceptance. It's like this is, you know, a daily experience of going, okay, you know, back to square one, so to speak, of I accept everything as it is. I mean, I'm talking about my friends. I've got issues with my friends not being, quote, unquote, as enlightened as I'd like them to be. I mean,
right.
Like, Goldie Jesus, you know, like, because, you know, it's often like, you know, how am I, it's like, something will happen and I'll realize, like, you know, someone's talking about me in negative. And it's like, you know, I'll look at that and at first I'll be like, oh, how dare them? You know, and then my entitlement comes up and I'll go, you know, how dare them? Goldie, nothing, what comes around goes around. Nothing comes back unless you put it out there first.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and with people talking about you, you know, I'm not trying to repeat myself or anything, but the small town, that is a constant in it. That is something that you,
oh.
I stay pretty much shut off from everybody. I'm really in my own little world with my Facebook, and I'm living my purpose and my passion, and I'm great with it. But I'm telling you, still, it will trickle down the line, and something will be said about me, or something will be created, you know. And I realize, you know, I used to get so upset, you know, just like you said, the entitlement. I used to be like, what is wrong with these people? But then finally, and I'm not kidding you, and this is just like what we were talking about at the beginning, how you can change a pattern. I have totally changed that. I do not get upset one little bit when I hear of people talking about me because I have realized that what they think about me is none of my business. And I'm not going to validate. It's true. And why would you validate what someone else thinks about you? It doesn't matter what they think about you. That's their stuff. That's theirs. And who gives them the right, or how do you give yourself the right to take on someone else's stuff? You know, you don't have to do that. You, all you have to do is know who you are and live with your purpose and your passion. And those people mean nothing, even if they are your friends. I don't care if they're your family. You know, those people are living their truth and they're going through their things. And that's all it is, their things. And I seriously have wiped out all of my insecurities of people talking about me and all of my anger. And, you know, my sister will call me. She's all caught up in that garbage. And she'll call me and say, well, you know, I heard this. And I say, and I just laugh. And I'm, I mean, it's really to that point, you know, people try and start trouble. That's the experience around here. That's the drama of living in a small town.
Well,
and it's not just me, it's everybody.
And I was going to say, you know, there's something that I've been learning lately. The tribe doesn't like independent thinkers. The tribe doesn't support non-conforming beings. You know, it's
no.
Like, so there really is, I mean, on some level, there has to be a cutoff that it's like, you know what I know. My life is mine. I'm going to live it. But, I mean, it's like there is an acknowledgement that, you know, it's like, I mean, how many people do we know, scientists as well as, you know, philosophers, that literally in days gone by were, you know, hung up or killed or beheaded because thinking outside the box? You know, and I'm not saying that that's going to happen now, but, you know, when we take this kind of lifestyle on, you know, there is a part of me that, you know, I mean, I am what I am, and I believe what I believe, and I'm open to things, you know, I'm opening to be responsible that, indeed, I still have judgment, so if people talk about me, so be it. I, you know, it hurts, and then I move on and, you know, try to work on yet again, you know, consciousness, Goldie Conscious, don't, you know, go harmless. But, you know, there's also, you know, like, we do have a community, I mean, like Art and the Kids, me, you, I mean, several of us that we should be reaching out to each other as well, because, you know, it's like, there's a sense of like, I am standing out here like an island. You know, there's just not a whole lot of support in my beliefs, and yet I don't know how to, I can't just turn it off because it's not the consensus of what everybody else is thinking. I mean, I just don't ride like that. I don't fly like that.
That's right. And
go ahead.
You have, you know, you, as far as, you know, the community and the people and things like that, to me, I can personally say that if you came to my town, you would be blown away. You would be blown away by the conformity of it. The, you know, the whole Orthodox religion, there's no room for outsiders. But I refuse, and I don't mean to sound harsh or anything, but I don't care what those people think of me. The way I look
at it,
that's
not harsh. That's your truth.
I honor. I respect their religion. Like, I would never say, "Oh my God, I can't believe that you're doing that," or, you know, I would never walk into a church and say, "This is a bunch of hogwash." But people will do that to me. But to me, when that happens, that's their ignorance. And if the community does not want to accept who I am, their choice. That's their life, their stuff, their emotions. I'm in charge of me. I'm in charge of my emotions. I get to decide how I feel. I get to decide how I react to the outside circumstances. And I will not waver one step of my path because I'm worried about what the community will say or think or do for me. All I can do is keep being who I am and trying to encourage empowerment and enlightenment and self-love in these people. And if they don't get it, oh, well. I mean, I don't mean to sound rude, but
no, that's
had to get to that point. I had to get to that point.
Indeed,
yeah?
Indeed. And I'm telling you, I walk a very similar line that you do. And I mean, I believe it's like literally requirement 101, the prerequisite to being, you know, Ascension team member. Ascension for the planet is, the first thing is, you're not looking for validation from others.
No.
Nor am I. I mean, and that's not to say that I don't enjoy company and community. I mean, I do enjoy company and community. But I mean, like, when we were downstairs earlier, me, Rosemary, and Phil, you know, Phil has views on something. I have different views. And, you know, and it's interesting because it's like, I can remember years ago having conversations with people about death. And I was literally, as we were talking about it, I'd say, okay, listen, we all have our opinions. Since none of us here have, quote-unquote, had a near-death experience, we really, we're not going to know what happens until we get there. So, I mean, it's not, this isn't about proving scientifically who's right, who's wrong. I think, you know, it's so funny, mysticism and has so much to do with, you know, me and you could be standing next to each other having a completely different experience, and yet we're only literally physically, you know, a square foot apart.
Well, it's true. Yep, because everyone's living their own reality. Everything's your own reality, so you perceive things a lot different than anybody else in your life, and it's all perception. That's how you, you know, that's how you build your reality. It's your perception of things that are going on and things that have gone on, and you know, your childhood and all those are your perceptions.
Filters, your beliefs, your perceptions.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you get to the point where it's like, I mean, and this is the point I'm at. Goldie Stott, you know, there's no right. You know, we could both be simultaneously right, and it's a paradox. I mean, I could believe up, you could believe down, and they're both correct because for me, I'll experience up, and for them, they'll experience down. I mean, so it's like, you know, again, this is all the programming that we've had, you know, right is might. You know, it's
right.
Like
you always have to be right.
Yeah.
Yep. Because of that, because ever since you're a little kid, you know, you always have to be right. You always have to be number one, you know, just like school. I mean, oh my gosh, my oldest daughter went to school till she was in sixth grade, and, you know, she went to the public, and one time they had a pep rally, and I went to it, and I was like, what? What is this? I mean, I was blown away.
What, you mean by the cheers?
By the amount of, what do I want to say? Like, how they build these kids up in sports. Like, it's not like a confidence building because sports are good for kids and, you know, all that stuff. But, no, it's like they're martyrs. It's like they're these amazing, fantastic beings who are better than everyone underneath them. And, you know, if you're wearing a jersey, then you can, you know, walk through the school with your head held high and you can treat people like garbage. And
that's,
you know,
tribalism.
Oh, yeah. It's so sick around here.
Yeah, but no, trust me when I tell you, that's everywhere. I mean, look at our culture, how much money it puts to making sports. I mean,
yeah.
I can remember watching the Super Bowl. This has got to be going back a good 5 years easily. And I remember saying to myself, God, could you imagine if they put the kind of money into hearing the Dalai Lama speak or Deepak Chopra, or heck, man, Robin Marvel and Golden Hawk. I mean,
that's right.
I mean, it's like you see the finances, the radio and television play for a football game, which is really, as far as I'm concerned, it reminds me of the exact same energy that I saw in the movie Gladiator. Except
Absolutely.
It was people against lions, and now it's just people against people, but it's like I'm watching them play on the turf, on the football, on the field, I mean, and I'm going, they're playing on 2-inch carpet and concrete because so they don't have to water the grass, and the men are breaking. They're not, you know, the grass and the dirt will give when a man, especially a 300-pound man, crushing down on another 300-pound man. And, you know, and you just look at that and go, look at it. There's 100 million viewers of this incredibly violent, in my personal opinion, ignorant tribalism.
I'm with you definitely.
It's barbaric what we can, you know, we really have not come up as a mass consciousness. We haven't come far since the days of throwing. I mean, if you think about it, the gladiators literally was, we all come here today to see people die.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like that, you can feel that energy and that people don't care that, you know, bones are sticking out of legs and people are losing, you know, you know, the whole concept is like,
it's true. And that's why, you know, we have to pick, you know, to raise our vibrations, we have to pick our media carefully. And I'm not just talking about, you know, TV. I'm talking about newspapers, books, radio. I mean, it's all noise. And I stopped watching the news, I'd say, like 5 years ago, and I'm not missing nothing, you know. And my mom will call me or my sister, oh, my God, did you? And I'm like, nope. I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Well,
I don't want to hear it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No. Well, because the news plays first thing in the morning at 11 o'clock before people go to bed. It's like they literally program your day and then program your sleep. It's like
they do.
They do. And it's like
it's so crazy. My cousin came out here from California, and they all live a very metaphysical, very spiritual life out there. And it was, she came here, and our news runs, I don't know how this is everyone else, our news is not an hour, our local news runs from 5 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the morning, and then, like, the national news comes on from, like, 8 o'clock to, like, 10 o'clock, and then it all starts back up again at 5 o'clock until, like, 8 o'clock, the news again, I mean, our local news, and it's just a repeat over and over and over. My cousin came here, and she's like, do you watch the news? I'm like, absolutely not. She's like, it is like 3 hours long. I'm like, I know. I'm like, it's ridiculous. She's like, I can't believe it. She's like, that's all people play, you know, over and over and over. And I mean, I'll turn it. If I'm listening to a radio station and the news comes out, I change it. I don't care. I'm not going to miss anything. And neither is anyone else. And it's just toxic. It's just so sad that our culture focuses on that, you know.
It's
sad.
But it's not every. See, just because, I agree, it's sad those that do, but I swear, my gut is telling me that there is an underlying strong, I don't know if to call it a revolution or an involution, but there is, like, I bought this CD from one of these websites about a culture that, I'm sorry, a DVD, that their culture is very much related to the whales. They're called whale dreamers. And what was interesting about this whole DVD, they were showing how modern man has taken away their space on the island to make it industrial space, and so this culture couldn't dream with the whales, and like they would come up to the end of the in the ocean, and they would stand up on the cliffs and see them. I mean, it was like I was watching this whole DVD, and what it was showing me is two things which I believe are symbolic of what's happening to us. First of all, the whales are very much a part of certain frequencies of people. And in that frequency, when the whales were taken to the brink of extinction, and it's not like the whales, you know, if you ever watch whaling documentaries, the whales were at the top of the ocean, and I know that they breathe, but it's like you would think with brains the size of small automobiles, they would sense on some level that these whaling ships were in this area, swim at the bottom, and come up, you know, a half a mile outside of that space. I'm not claiming to understand it. I'm just saying there was a sense to me that the whales themselves allowed themselves to be taken to the brink of extinction. I don't believe that they were fighting us. I believe they were allowing that to happen. And then what they showed is that they came back. And I believe that our culture right now is starting, forget our culture, the humanity is showing we are taking ourselves to the brink of extinction. I mean, this is the truth. We are at war. We have weapons of mass destruction. We have pandemics. It's like, but if we were meant to end, the whales wouldn't have come back. You know, it's like things in life are showing us symbolically all the time that which is happening within us. Well, one of the things they talked about in this DVD was that when they had this whole gathering of all these elders from all these different tribes and everything, and the world of consciousness through the Aborigines all got together, and that there was a point in time, I think it was in like 2003, where 35 million people protested the war in Iraq. And they said it was never talked about on TV. I mean, 35 million people were in the streets of either Iraq or Iran protesting the war. Jews and Palestinians, all cultures. And I was like, I never heard anything about that. I mean, it's like,
right.
And you start to really get a sense of, because, I mean, I bought this DVD off of this website that was, you know, wasn't, you know, CNN produced or a major television producer. This was produced by, you know, an Aborigine, somebody that supported the Aborigines. And I'm going, you know, I believe this is happening every single day. There's, I mean, 35 million people in 2003. It's like this silent revolution that
right.
It's not being portrayed on the monitors and the TVs, and but that doesn't mean it's not happening. And that it's not about changing the people we see. It's about truly understanding where are you naturally resonating to go towards. Because light and dark have been at odds forever.
right.
And the ascension, like we were speaking of earlier, is, really accepting people. If it turns you on to watch murder and people being shot and the blame game and, you know, rock and roll, that does not turn me on. I mean, it turns me on to read about, you know, what you write about the love and the full responsibility of me being able to say, I choose what comes into my life, and I do, as well as my neighbor can choose what comes into their life.
Right.
But the reason why I'm saying all this is we don't have, quote unquote, the media, in mass media, on our side. But I believe if 35 million people were protesting the war, I think there are things happening on this globe, in countries and places that we think are so dark, that are probably more light-filled. And when the time is right, when the phoenix rises from the ashes, there will be a global gathering of humanity that will surpass all that which tries to separate us right now. But I don't believe it's coming. Like, it's happening now, but I don't believe we'll connect per se until I believe that there is a destructional phase. Callie is going to come and kind of clear away the debris. And that's not to say she's only going to clear away the bad. That's not what I'm saying at all. But there's just a debris of that old energy. It's new energy and old energy, not necessarily light and dark, just new energy and old energy. Fossil fuel, that's old energy. New energy is more about hydrogen cars and solar and, you know what I'm saying? It's like things
yeah.
that are supporting the planet and supporting the humanity. There's so many levels to all this. And the truth of it is there is a movement, Robin, that we are, I believe, purposely placed at this point in time miles apart from each other. And, you know, it's like, God knows I've tried to leave Fairfield County on several occasions in my life. And it's just like a rubber band goes boop and brings me right back, because I think, Robin, we are doing things even for the earth that in our energy, the earth needs us in the spaces we're at.
I agree.
And if people are going to have an awakening, there's a better chance. I mean, we're the lighthouses, and we are just going to buckle down now for the storm. The storm is coming. I mean,
yep,
but it's not a bad thing, so to speak.
Yep. I think that the focus needs to be on more of the positivity, especially in the media. I just think that is really important to bring out those positive things. I mean, if you're going to do the newscast, fine, do it. You know, do what you've got to say about it and all of the, you know, negativity going on, but find some positive too. Mix it up.
And it's there. The truth is, it is. I mean, did you hear about Oprah getting her own network?
I did hear about that. I heard about that. My mom called me up and told me, and I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, because this is like not just a show. This is a network. I mean, you just know she's going to explode.
She's
going to
do good stuff.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Speaking of new shows, Robin, will you please tell us about Living Out Loud, please?
Yes, I have my new radio show, Living Out Loud, where ordinary people live with extraordinary purpose. That premieres the first episode December 4th at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so excited because I'm going to have guests and I'm going to have a giveaway each week, which is called Key to Purpose. And then I'm also going to have a positivity newscast, which is exactly what we've been talking about, where I'm finding amazing stories from all over the world of these people who are changing the world for the positive, and I'm going to report about them. I mean, I just think that that's so important. I want people to tune in and be like, wow, that person is changing the world. How cool. Let me see what I can do. You know, so it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Wow, that is exquisite. Now, tell me about, and I know about it, but I want my listeners to know, what's the giveaway? I love your creativity,
okay.
Robin. I love it.
Key to Purpose giveaway is where each week I'm going to talk about a key to purpose because, you know, the show is really about living with purpose. And, like, say, the first week, maybe I'll talk about self-love, and I'll say, okay, everybody, your key to purpose this week is self-love, and then I'll talk about it a little bit, and they can go online and email at keytopurpose@marvelousempowerment.com the word, that like self-love. It would be self-love would be the key to purpose.
Okay.
And then the, you know, like the 11th person who emails in the correct word is going to win that giveaway, and like my first giveaway is a tarot reading, and I have tons of books and CDs and Reiki treatments and massage therapy, and you know, these are people just donating them to me to put out there, so I'm real excited about it. It's going to be great. Oh, and like astrology charts and, you know, just all sorts of really great things for it, so
I'm excited
to do it.
Everything about you makes me smile, girl. Do you know that? I just
smile
you. In your breath. That is, I mean, that is so creative, so marvelous. You are so marvelous, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I will absolutely promote your show. I love your show. I love you. I love that you're not just talking about it. Because, you know, it actually hit me that it's like, hey, if I hear about something, you know, people might be able to come like little correspondents. You know, that,
yeah.
That you involve people. Hey, if you hear something positive, call into the show and share it.
Right, absolutely. And that's what I'm doing too, just like my guests. You know, I thought a lot of people that do shows, like, because I wrote my books and I have really tried to get out there and get my word. I mean, that's how we came across each other. I searched, you know, and found your radio show. And you're a lot like me with your guests. You just want people who are just loving and caring and, you know, just living with purpose. And that's the same way I am. You don't need to be an author or you don't need to be, you know, have this label. If you're a stay-at-home mom who is living with purpose and loves what they're doing and, you know, feels the need to talk, then you're important to me and I want you on my show. So call me up. You know, I don't care what your profession is. It doesn't matter to me. I just want you to call up and inspire other people and say, hey, if they're living with purpose, even though, you know, they're small town, stay at home moms, kick butt, call in and we'll chat.
Well,
you know, be a guest.
Yeah, living with purpose, to be a parent is quite a purposeful
Absolutely.
Experience.
Absolutely.
Boy, I wish we had Art on the line. I mean, it's like, you know, do you think that our children are, you know, it's parents that are not living with the purpose of parenting that are creating kids that are, like, in fear or, you know, like, no, you know, I watch these housewife shows, these reality shows with the housewives, and I go, boy, they're so unconscious in their households. I mean, like, it's like, I mean, because there was a time where I truly believe that every single child was a star child. It's like if you were born after 1992, you're a star child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that conditioning can make them just as fear-based as their parents.
Well, I have to tell you something because we're talking about teens and stuff. My project I'm working on right now, which is going to, I'll say launch or whatever, in December,
okay.
Is it's called Infinite Teens with Unlimited Power, and it's actually I don't want to say support group, but along the lines of that, where I'm going to gather teens together, and I mean, I'm going to figure out how I can do it through the internet, and, because there's so many teens out there, and especially in my area, I mean, it's just, you know, because the reason why I
help.
Yeah, they need people to talk to. I mean, my daughter gets texts from her friends about how they hate their parents and they want to run away. And, you know, it's a consistent. It's not just one here and there. And also the self-esteem in this area. I mean, I know. And the reason I feel so connected to these teens is because I was that girl. I ended up pregnant, a teenage mother, because I was that girl with low self-esteem. And look at me now. I mean, I've progressed and I've grown and I've strengthen myself, and I want to help these kids, these teens, to say, wow, I've got this power, and now I have something constructive to do with it. So I'm going to form this group where we can chat, and we're going to, you know, do a, like a craft out of my workbook, because or out of my girl's guide and my woman's guide and everything, you know, and just really build them up, because that's what I want to do. That's really what I want to do in my life, is help build people up. I think that's a good way to do it.
I think that's an exquisite way to do it. Definitely let me know if you need any help in getting the word out. I mean,
thank you.
I'm the go-to girl for getting the word out.
You're my go-to girl for everything. I'm calling you.
Oh, I love it. Listen, helping you, you clearly see that it's a joy supporting you. It is a joy. Because even at times when I'm like, oh, what am I doing? And then Robin calls, I'm helping Robin. Yes. I mean that sincerely still. Well, helping you is a joy.
Thank you.
I'll help anybody that helps themselves. Help yourself. You know, it's like, you know, there are people that have called me up, heal me. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, like, perhaps you want to pick up a book. You know, I mean, because I've had people say, you know, listen, I don't read so well. I don't know anybody. All of the people that I listen to have some sort of, you know, audio products. You know, it's like, if you want to change your experience, the teachings are all here. You know, you got to just step forward and make the choice. Because you know what I'm starting to understand, too? I even got this from the conversation tonight. People are waiting for a savior.
Oh, yeah.
That is like as rampant as the flu in belief.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, there is no savior other than self.
Yeah, they want someone to fix them.
They do. Whether it's from a galactic sense or the reoccurring of Jesus, they want a savior.
Yep.
Or the Messiah for the Jews. I mean, it really doesn't matter, but the truth is, all of that exists or it doesn't exist, however you want to look at it, but it's within self. You know, we are the ones we're waiting for. That's it. We're here.
Yep.
But this isn't about the light group saving the dark group. That's not what I'm referencing. Everybody has light and dark both within them. You gotta learn that, you know, you have the ability to choose whether you focus on that which pisses you off or whether you focus on that which expands you. And the only way to learn that is to actually start choosing it. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Yeah.
People do. They're always looking for a quick fix. I mean, everyone does. Everyone wants it faster, better, sooner, whatever the situation is, no matter what they're after. And they want a guru to say, okay, you're okay. I just fixed you because I said, you know, love yourself. And then they walk out of the room, you know. But realize that it's all within. And just because, I mean, I do book reviews on my website because I love to read. I love learning and seeing these different writing styles. And, I mean, people are really amazing that send me their books, and I love it. But those books help kind of keep me set, but I'm not dependent on that.
Wait a minute. Robin, what's going on with your phone? You're coming in and out.
Oh, am I? I moved. Is that better?
Yeah. No, go back to where you were. Yeah. Don't move, babe.
Sorry.
No, that's okay, because I want to hear what you're saying. I don't want it to be in and out.
I tell you, the phone is so crazy down here in the hole we live in. It doesn't matter. I don't know why it's like that.
Okay,
sorry.
All right. No, that's okay. Now, wait, so you were saying that the books that you're reviewing are, then you started going in and out.
Oh, they're very helpful and beneficial as far as learning and expanding who I am, but I'm doing that on my own. I'm not saying, oh, this book fixed me. I mean, people want these self-help books to cure them and fix them and make all their problems go away, but what they don't realize is that really has to come from within. I agree with you 100% on that. Mm-hmm. You have to really want to change, and you have to go through the steps. Now, they can be like a resource,
exactly.
You know, to guide.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can't be dependent on them.
Well, or on someone, because I mean...
Or on someone else, yeah.
Right. You know, you're not going to experience God by reading somebody else's experience of God. You're going to
exactly.
know that it's possible, because for me, I mean... It's so funny, again, we were talking about this tonight. I mean, I go to the woods, and I do still bring my MP3 player because I just love being in that feeling and then hearing my teachers and my friends. I mean, they're becoming my friends. It's so funny. Al Mean, Jeffrey Hoppe. I mean, these are people that I followed for whether it's 2 years or 10 years. having them on my show, you know, brings a whole new, you know, it's bringing it to a whole new level. But the truth of the matter is I was bringing Jeffrey Hoppe into the woods with me for the last 10 years because I do love it, and I do understand that silence is very much silence of the mind. I mean, we are talking about the silence that lets us know. It's the knowing without the third brain tool of the brain. You know, it's almost like a cellular experience and an inner senses. It's not the five senses. These are the senses that are, you know, our star kids know about these senses that they're, I mean, it's not even just telepathy. We are talking about telekinesis and, you know, astrally traveling. I mean, these are the things that we see on sci-fi shows are very much on the planet now. It's just people are keeping it low-key because to show your talents at this point, literally the government would come and scoop you up and put you in an examination space and you'd never see the light of the sun. You know, it's like, I mean, Daniel Jacobs points me to groups that, like, there are kids with tremendous abilities right now that are literally going, it's not time to stand up and say, look, here we are, because they're just right. going to be swept away. And I totally honor that. But nonetheless, if it's on the planet, then that means it's available for me.
Yeah.
It's always about me, Goldie. Yes, it is. But my, I don't even remember what my point was. What was my point, Robin? My point was, don't you move away from the base of your phone.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to. I'm sorry.
No, I'm joking, babe. You're all right.
Well, you know, like with you were saying, you take your MP3 player, but I have always believed
in... Oh, that's
in, you know,
what it was, saviors. Okay, go on.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... I always believed that, you know, as far as meditation, like when I was younger and I learned about meditation, I learned you have to be silent and it has to be still and quiet and lights off and just, you know, low-key. But then I've learned to master meditation. I can pretty much meditate anywhere, any place, anytime.
Absolutely.
And with my kids running around, with the music blaring, because I all think it's a with calming within. I don't think that it matters what music's playing or what's going on in the outside world. It's quieting yourself. And if you do that with music, I cannot, and or with your teachers or whatever,
right.
Music to me is huge, huge part of my life. I mean, I absolutely love music. I love music for the words of it. If I love a song, it's because I love the words of it and they resonate with me. And, I mean, they can totally adjust my whole entire mindset for
absolutely.
The day. I mean,
absolutely.
You can get tired in 2 seconds. Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with you taking your MP3 player. I think it's all a state of your mind and where you're at, and that's all that matters.
No, thank you, baby. And I totally, because I got to share a story. I was driving down the street one time. I was on the highway jamming to the Beatles' Number Ones. And I mean, the radio was blasting in the car. You pretty much almost everybody knows most of the song, the lyrics. Singing, and all of a sudden I realize, oh, I got to get some gas. So I'm like driving, and I go, I'm never really comfortable getting off exits I don't know because you don't, you know, I was really on E, and it was like, oh, shucks, I got to get gas. So I took a chance. And I'm driving off the road. The Beatles are still playing, and it just so happened I got off a road, an exit, that put me on a road that when my mom had passed away, I went to spend 6 months at a friend's house. And I had been on this road before when I stayed at her house, and I was like, oh, that's so awesome. So I continued singing, and I knew that there was a gas station right down the road. And as I'm passing the gas station, it was taped up with the yellow tape. It was closed down. I mean, it looked very much like, you know, they don't sell gas here anymore. It definitely had the feeling of it was an abandoned gas station. So I was like, oh, okay, that's okay. About another 2 miles down the road, there's another gas station. I go 2 miles down the road, still singing my Beatles, fill up on gas. When I came back, the gas station that was initially all wound up and abandoned, the lights were on. People were coming in and out of it. Oh, and by the way, I actually drove into the parking lot when it was abandoned. I drove in to look in because I was on such E. It was like, what do you mean this is closed? You know, like, I need my gas here. Now, what's interesting is, I don't know if you remember this or if it was happening in Michigan. about 10 years ago, there was this thing where on the internet to like avoid the major gas stations like Sunoco, Mobil, Shell. Like there was this big boycott to get them to either to drop the prices or maybe there was an oil spill somewhere. I don't remember the motivation. I just remember that I had it in my head, don't go to one of the major name gas stations. And so when I drove by, because my frequency was like fired up from this music, singing it for like the last 45 minutes, I actually felt like I saw it in a time loop when,
yeah.
I don't know if it was a Shell or a Sunoco, whatever, but it was like it was out of place in time. Because after I got gas and, you know, I got out of the car, I pumped the gas, you know, it's like the frequency was broken a little bit. When I drove by, coming back to go towards the highway, the whole gas station was up and running. I mean, there was 12 people coming in out. There were people pumping gas. And I'm telling you, I drove on the site, like, kind of, I didn't go into the yellow tape, but I went around it. It was like, I mean, it was just one of those, okay, I was just in some sort of dimensional shift.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
And
really
so
cool.
I honor what you say about music because that had nothing to do with my shouts or channeling. That was me jamming to the Beatles number one.
Right. It's true. Music's amazing. I absolutely love every minute of it. It's
yeah,
such
music
a cool
calms
thing.
It calms the savage beast. I mean, it really does. Children
does.
Love
yeah.
it. Yeah.
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 And dancing. I mean, what better way to connect with the earth than dancing and your spirit? I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's a really awesome thing to do. So.
Yeah, well, the Aborigines. Do you know that the Native Americans, the government used to tell the Native Americans, don't dance?
Really?
Yeah. So they were not allowed to do tribal dancing, which was exactly what you just said. It took their ability to connect with the earth away.
Yeah, it would take their spirit, yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's so interesting because I guess on some level we should acknowledge the Native Americans today because, you know, this whole holiday is, you know, about Thanksgiving and it's like, boy, we just ripped the land from them, you know, and then say, hey, let's call it Thanksgiving. You know, we put, you know, smallpox on the blankets we sold them and made treaties with them and broke our truth with them. And, you know, it's like, you know, it's funny because we came from Britain and we were just bastards. I'm just saying, we came like we owned the place. And, you know, the Native Americans did was offer us, you know, the turkey in a kind gesture for a meal. They showed us what to plant for this climate. You know, we turn around and, you know, we start, you know, tearing down their, telling them the land's not theirs, killing them with smallpox and, you know, raping their women. It's like, God.
Which I think that those facts are really important to teach your children because I teach my children that. I think that that is so important that they see the disrespect and the selfishness of people all around. And so when I teach of Thanksgiving, I mean, even to my five-year-old, I teach her the reality of it. I mean, I'm not like gruesome or anything, but I teach her the reality of it so she has a respect for what happened and how things happened so she doesn't think, oh, this wonderful white man came here and, you know.
Yeah, and called it and claimed it Thanksgiving. No, indeed, baby.
Right.
I honor that truth. I honor, you know, no matter how old the child is, if they ask me a question, if they're asking me, if they say, you know, what is death? It's like, well,
yep.
You're not in body, you know, or you know. There's nothing, you know, because, like, I've heard people say, oh, you're too young, you know, don't ask me that. It's like, no, if they're asking, they want to know.
Right,
you know?
And you have to tell them the reality of things, like, you know.
That's what we're supposed to do. I mean, that's as caregivers, that's all,
Yeah,
that's
help them, guide them. Yeah, guide them to see it for what it is and to see the big picture and see, you know, the openness of the world and the opportunity and, you know, see that stuff because so many times these kids grow up so sheltered, and I experience this when my daughter's friends come over, and they're like, what, you believe this, or you don't believe this, and you believe in past lives, and, you know, and they're like blown away. And
well,
I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's out there, people. It's out there.
Yeah, what show was I was watching a show. I don't remember the show what it was, but it was a show about, and I've thought about this on several occasions. You know how most parentals, i.e. caregivers, teaching is sharing is what we do.
Right.
In this show, a girl, I wish I could remember the show. I can't remember the show. I think it was one of the Disney shows, to be honest. In this show, the girl got sent to her room because she wasn't sharing, I don't know if it was a video game, some kind of game with her little brother. And what? Oh, no, I know what it was. I don't know if you guys have it with your 5 year. Olivia, the storybooks. Olivia.
Yeah, the pig.
Pig. Yes, yes.
Yeah, Olivia, the pig. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, and then Olivia was picturing how her mom would behave if the neighbor came over and said, "Okay, it's time to share your car today. Share your car. Maybe I'll give it back tomorrow. Maybe I won't." And they went through this whole visual of. What would happen if mom and dad had to share the house? What if that happened if mom and dad had to share, it was the car, the house, and something else? And I was like,
wow.
It was so brilliantly done. And I'm going, look at the spiritual principle, because I truly believe that at this point, we grow enough food to feed the entire 6 billion of us all around the land. The truth is,
yep.
We don't share it.
Exactly. It's so greedy. Everyone's got to, I notice this so much, and everyone's got to have the best of the best. It's always keeping up with the Joneses. It's always, you know, hoarding, and it's just sharing. Like, I tell people, you know, who cares? Like, okay, I go into the store, and there's this thing for kids who need to read, and it's like a money thing, and I went in the morning, and I put some change in it, whatever my change is back, and then in the afternoon, I went and bought something else. I put my change in, and the cashier actually said to me, he goes, "You know, you put in almost $3 into that thing today." And I was like, well, I was like, I think those people need it more than I need it. That's exactly what I mean. He was like dumbfounded. He was like, okay. You know, he didn't have a response. He was just like, well, that's just weird. You just gave away $3 of your dollars. But I honestly, with all of my heart and spirit, believe that the more you give, the more you get. And I love to give. I seriously wake up in the morning, I'm like, what can I do today? What can I give today? You know, and I love. That's what I love that about myself, and I love that I'm teaching. You know, just
come back. I don't know where you're walking. Come back.
Oh man, sorry.
You can't go pee pee. Yeah. Got 15 more minutes left, and then let you go. No, Robin, your generosity is obvious on your Facebook. It's obvious spending time with you, even on a telephone radio. I can feel your generosity.
Aw, you're so sweet to me.
I just call it as I see it. Trust me, and I tell you that I am. I used to tell people I don't wipe butts for, or I don't kiss butts for a living. I wipe them. but you know, I'll tell you though, there is something because even us who wake up, because I'll be honest with you, generosity is something I honor in you. I have to learn more generosity. I am definitely. I come from the more selfish part of. I need to get my own poop in a group in order to have this ascension done. And I know that being of service is, you know, because I was telling my friend this the other day, and he goes, well, that's funny because, you know, you do a radio show that has healings on it on a weekly basis. And I go, I understand that, but I need to be the energy of, you know, service. I just want to do it from the space of not looking at them as something wrong, and because I understand that. You know, it's like, we can't look at something as not being in perfection when we know we're in perfection. You know, it can't
right.
be because that's martyrdom, and martyrdom is caca, that we don't want
yeah.
that anymore. We want empowerment. True empowerment says, I give because it brings me joy to give, and here, what will you do when I give this to you? Not as opposed to, you need this more than I do.
Right, right. Exactly, yeah.
You know, and I say that because there's so many nuances, even to the light workers. That's why I said it's not about light and dark. We're coming into a new paradigm for all things that matter, and emphasis on matter. This whole planet is changing time and space and consciousness.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, all right, take it one moment at a time, Goldie.
But personally, I'm with the Robin Marvelouses of the world. If I have to go and learn, I want to go and play with the Robin Marvels of the world. I mean, because the big, bad, mean, ugly people, I don't want to play with.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to use the word frustrated because that's not true, but like I don't get how this time of the year people are willing to give, and it's all about the giving, and the commercials are all about the giving and loving and sharing, and you know, and I really think that that's important right now, but I think it's important all year round. I think it's important. These Toys for Tots, why are we only getting Toys for Tots at Christmas? These kids, there's kids all over the world, all over in our own country, that are going without all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's make it a year-round thing. Let's not just focus on because it's Christmas.
Well,
you know,
indeed. I mean, like I said, I watch how we raise our kids, and I've seen parents all over the place go, you got to share with your sister, you got to share. And when I'm going to now bring up that Olivia thing. Okay, well, what happens when you got to share your car? You know, and because the truth of the matter is, you know, it's a do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
You know, and it's like there's an awareness that, you know, we need to make aware that, which, because the truth is there's no sharing in our business ethics. There's no sharing in our politics. I mean,
oh,
it's
not true. Yeah.
Yeah. There's separation rampant, not sharing. So it's like, what are you screaming at your kids? Something that you don't even really profess to living yourself.
I know, and it's sad because even in, like, the spiritual, metaphysical world where you would think that people would be willing, you know,
yeah,
just because of their level of vibrational frequency, whatever, you would think that they would be willing to help and be of guidance, and because I am. If somebody emails me with a manuscript or ideas for something, I'm like, I love it. I'm instantly back to them, and I'm like, okay, what can I do? What can I do to help you? Mm-hmm. But I have experienced over and over rejection and just rudeness from these people who are the, you know, higher ups, or however you want to speak, the people who are accomplished in the field, or
right,
however you want to put it.
Accomplished,
and I,
good, yes, because it's not necessarily higher up.
Right, right. And it's just like with the radio show, you know, I emailed out to a lot of people and I was like, I'd love for you to be a guest. And a lot of people came back and they were like, oh, this is beautiful, wonderful, you know, whatever. I loved it. But some of them came back and said, well, what's your viewership and how many, you know, how many listeners do you have? And,
exactly,
and I'm like, oh, delete instantly.
Remember, I told
ridiculous
you that. I said, indeed,
yep,
indeed.
Thought
there
of
are
you
people
too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought of you when I was getting those emails and I'm like, why would that be important? I'm giving you the opportunity to come and share with the world what you're doing. What difference does it make if one person's listening or 1,000?
I agree.
What difference does that make?
I agree.
You know?
To some people, it makes all the difference.
Yeah, I guess I don't get that. I probably never will, because that's not, you know, that's not the way I work. So
no, it's not,
I'm
what
not saying that.
You. You know, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yep.
And I do want to make I'm going to make a declaration, too, because Goldie chooses generosity. I am going to consciously put an effort forward, because I believe, as you believe, that we absolutely get what we give, and giving to others, there's a block around me. And I'm not saying that I don't do kind things, but I've kind of worked my way into a corner that I'm archiving myself here, and I'm one that always says that, you know, once you put it out onto an airwave, like something like this, the universe will hear you and come back at you. Like, by the time I'm driving home, I'm going to probably have to let 3 cars come out in front of me. And,
yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't do things like that, but I really want to release, my desire is to release this block that I don't have enough. Because that's
right,
the only thing, yep, that it is a belief that is in me, and I'm done with it. It no longer serves me. I enjoy your generosity. I have many friends who are generous. I desire to know and experience that generosity.
You will, too,
because
you're there. Yep.
Thank you. And
yes,
I'll keep people updated. And we'll talk about this the next time you come on the show.
Yes, and when you're on my show, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, because I want people to know, too. Listen, we're all on a journey. You know, it's like I really try to let people know that I'm walking this earth like everybody else, and I'm working it, and I love working it. Because one of the things I heard recently was many people make God a hobby, and it should really be a devotion. And I resonated with that deeply because that's, again, you know, like God to me is not a being outside of me who sits on a cloud with long gray hair. God is my awareness that I am everything. That's
yes.
what God
and,
is
yeah.
to me. And in order to have that experience from a mystical point of view as well as from a conscious point of view, I can't just do this on Sunday when I go to church. I don't even go to church anymore. But this is like, you really got to make this a conscious act that you're doing on a daily basis and stalking yourself and reading if it takes that to put it into your experience, and then choosing to walk up to the cliff even though you're afraid and start jumping off a few of them so you know
okay.
you can fly. Because, I mean, we're in 2000 and almost 10. It's like, you know, and there's still prejudice on the planet and there's still people starving. You know, when you think about how far we have come on so many levels, and yet on so many levels we are just barbaric as a race. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and again, if you choose the barbarism and you choose that, that's fine. But there's 35 million plus and growing that choose the sharing, the generosity, the love, the kindness, the understanding. You know, I really salute all of us. I salute all of the people that are not just talking it, but are genuinely walking to the best of their ability, admitting that, okay, I slip on a few banana peels.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's not about perfection. It's about the desire to just constantly expand into a kind of being that I would want to meet someday on the street. I mean, I would love to meet more Robin Marvels. I would love to meet, and I know they're out there. I know you guys
oh, they
are.
Out
there.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. They are. It's amazing. I love people. I love that I'm choosing who's in my life. Like I started out the show talking about, you know, it's been a long road, and, you know, deciding to eliminate people, and I don't mean eliminate, like never speak to them again, but to distance. I'm going to use distance instead of eliminate.
That's a great word. Yeah.
Deciding to distance yourself from those people that are not, you know, on the same frequency, those people that are energy vampires that are draining you, has to be a personal choice. And it might be challenging at first, but it's going to benefit you in the long run. You're going to look back and be like, wow, why did it take me so long to get there? I still love the person.
Right.
You know, I love them a lot. But they're just not, they can't be a constant because, you know, they're soul sucking. And I don't want that. I want to shine. I want to be vibrant. I want to be full of energy. And I want to, you know, have that wow factor.
And you
want to
be supported. I mean, because
exactly.
what you said about your family is, it's not even, people can have, like, me and Phil have different viewpoints. But we don't bash each other because we're different. It's like, hey, I support your viewpoint. And, you know, he's like, I support your, you know, it's okay to think and have different beliefs. But the key about the sharing is that there's enough room on this beautiful planet for all of us.
That's right. That's right. And that is such good advice people need to listen to. Yeah. It's
well,
okay to be who you are and let me be who I am. You know,
well, indeed, because
okay.
I'm a firm believer that if we let go of the vampires, there might be a period of time, and I believe a short period of time, where, okay, you know, our life might be altered. But in that vacuum, because nobody's vampiring us, we will draw to us the most amazing, angelic experiences. You know, it's like, it's very important for us to be conscious of where do we focus our energy. Because wherever we focus, we get more of. So,
that's right.
If, you know, if we keep defending ourselves to our friends because of our beliefs, and, you know, it really just comes a time where I surrender. Okay, you believe what you believe, I'll believe what I believe, and inevitably I know I'll find somebody of like mind to hang out and chat with.
Yep, exactly.
It's just because we're a growing population. I want you to, can you announce again your website, your newsletter or anything, and the radio show?
Okay, my website, www.marvelousempowerment.com, and my radio show is airing December 4th at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and it's Living Out Loud, where ordinary people live with extraordinary purpose.
Okay, so that would be every Sunday? You're doing that every Sunday, correct?
No, that's actually Friday. December 4th is a Friday. And
I thought you got the Friday. I didn't know if you had the Friday. Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm just doing it on random days. I guess I'm not really doing it on specific days. I just, you know, wherever.
Okay. Is there a newsletter or some so they could go to your website to find out whenever the next broadcast will be?
Yep, and they can find out the guests and all about the Key to Purpose giveaway and all that good stuff. There's a link right on my – or not a link, but a page right on my website for Living Out Loud Radio.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Robin, I love you, girl.
I love you, too. Thank you so much for having me. You know, you boost my energy levels, and I'm going Black Friday shopping tomorrow, so I got to be full of energy. I'm getting up at, like, 4 in the morning, so.
Well, right. Now, it's only 8 o'clock at your space, right?
No, it's 10.
Oh, you're the same. You're on the Eastern. Oh, indeed. Well, listen, you're amazing. You're amazing. I love having you. This was the perfect show. I'm so glad. Everything. I mean, I just feel really good right now. I got to drive another hour to get home, and I am going to let anybody that needs to come out of a side street is coming out.
You go, girl.
And I will update you on all the generous things I have done the next time we talk, whether on your show, a radio show, whatever it is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a great night.
Oh, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Next week we have a new guest. His name is Randy Rogers, and he's going to be talking about synchronicities. So I love everybody. Take care.